Stag, this is dictating on Richard Street. That's STR ET. I'm sorry, STREET. Street. Richard Street. The date of birth is three 3/35. Street Richard, date of birth 3/3/35. Date of visit 2/2/26. Please make copy of this for Mark Lastarza, MD. Lastarza, Lastarza, Mark Lastarza, MD. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of COPD. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 70, I'm sorry, this is a 90-year-old male resident at an ALF. Has previously been treated for pulmonary emboli and a history for hypertension and hypothyroidism. The patient has had frequent falls with altered mental status and was also previously been treated for cellulite of the legs and history for pulmonary emboli and is on anticoagulation. He is not on any home oxygen and states that he does have dyspnea with activity. But has no chest pains or abdominal pains or nausea or vomiting. The most recent chest x-ray was in September of 25, it showed mild perihilar vascular congestion and cardiomegaly. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, and a history for chronic atrial fibrillation. He had a history of coronary artery disease, depression, glaucoma, and history of impaired fasting glucose. Also has anxiety disorder and depression. And glaucoma. Surgery includes cataract surgery with implants, colonoscopy, coronary angioplasty, and stenting, EGD, and hernia repair times two, and a history for lithotripsy for kidney stones. Next, habits the patient never smoked and does not drink alcohol. Worked as a school teacher. Next paragraph, family history, father died of heart disease, mother that old age. Next paragraph. Allergies none listed. Next. Medalist included the simvastatin 20 milligrams daily, Pradaxa 150 milligrams, HS, torsamide 10 milligrams daily, Trilogy Ellipta 200 micrograms one puff a day. And amiodarone 100 milligrams daily. Nebulized albuterol, PRN. And melanofaxine 150 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has shortness of breath, cough, mild hemoptysis, and he has wheezing. He also has reflux and constipation. No heartburn. He has fatigue and no sore throat or nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, and no hay fever. He denies chest or jaw pain, but has leg swelling. He has anxiety and depression. He has easy bruising, joint stiffness. He has no seizures, headaches, but has memory loss and no blackouts. And he has itchiness of the skin. Next, physical exam. This elderly white male is sitting upright, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 120 over 70. Pulse is 64, respiration 16. Temperature 97.8. Weight is 190 pounds, saturation 94. HGND norms, pharynx pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Heart, the absence, irregular S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft. Benign, no mass, no gain, no megaly, the bowel sounds act. Extremities, 1+ edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Redness of the skin with mild cellulitis. No cap tenderness, reflex of the 1+, with no gross motor depths. Cranial has grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one is dyspnea with hypoxemia, and number two is probable underlying COPD. Number three is atrial fibrillation. Number four is hypertension. Number five is history of depression. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to do the Trilogy Ellipta inhaler, 200 micrograms, one puff a day. Get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Also use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN, and CBC to be done. CT chest without contrast was ordered. follow up his experience in 2 months. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Mark Lestarza, L-A-S-T-A-R-Z-A, M-D. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.